as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hi, I'm Anna Kelvey, and this is As a Man.
Anna Kelvey's third album, Hunter, is a leap of faith and a leap forward. It's not merely the most declarative and unabashed album Kelvey has made, it's one of the most direct and daring anyone is likely to make this, or indeed any year. It's an album on which Anna Kelvey has decided to let herself be Anna Kelvey, a step both bold and emboldening. She came to Midori House to play three tracks from it.
If I was a man, open my body, oh, would I now understand you completely? If I was a man and opened my body, if I was walking and talking as a man, as a man.
Hunter, your new album struck me, at least, lyrically and musically, much more direct than its predecessors. Was that one of those things that you decided you were going to do, or was this one of those records that kind of snuck up on you?
No, I definitely wanted it to be more direct. I wanted the lyrics to be more direct, and I wanted to make sure that even if you weren't listening to the lyrics, that the music told the same story as the lyrics. And fundamentally, that's basically about freedom, the idea of breaking free of any kind of restraint. I really wanted that to be present in the music as well as the lyrics.
Where did that, because it's a difficult thing to do, I think. It's a real leap of faith, or the equivalent phrase for a leap of confidence. It does require a certain amount of boldness to actually say what you actually think. Where did that come from?
I guess for me, the subject matter of the record was so, I felt so passionately about it that I really wanted to be really brave about it and give everything. I mean, for me, because the record is called Hunter, it was about how I feel frustrated about the way we always see women being depicted as being hunted in the media and in our culture and films. And I really wanted to tell the story of a woman who's a hunter, who goes into the world and sees it as hers, who's the protagonist of her own story and is searching for any kind of pleasure without any sense of shame. So that idea, the idea of, you know, gender being a spectrum, about being free to be whatever you want, not being restricted by any pressure that society puts on you, is an idea that feels it's so important to me that I just wanted to be really free in expressing it.
That character you describe is, of course, a character that people have been imputing to men and that men have been writing about themselves as for time immemorial. Were there points at putting this record together where it really did strike you how very strange it seems that at this quite advanced point in the human experiment, it's genuinely unusual to write about women like that or think about women like that?
Yeah, and I think the thing is, the more you see it in society or culture, the holes where, you know, women are being treated differently or being perceived as being different, the more you see it, the more you see it, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I mean, was that a thing that once you started getting into the groove of writing and recording this record and starting to look at the rest of the world that way, you did start to see it more and more?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, for sure. And I guess also because this record is exploring my own masculinity and what that means. And I'm just interested in gender as a performance and how much of us are, you know, that we're performing the act of being the person that we are. And if you were to strip away all those layers, what's left? What's the beating heart of a human being when they don't have to do any kind of performance? And that was something that really interested me to try and find in myself and to try and capture that on the record. And this is Away.
There is no shadow of mine. There is a rage in the sky. Is this the moment sublime? You know I ask no more of it all. You know I ask no of it all. There is no time for a lie. There is no time to decide. Into the sky. I ask no more.
This is Don't Beat the Girl, I Love My Boy.
Just you and me.